Penguin Audio presents Dark Lichen by Christine Feehan, read by Robert Sarkis.
Chapter 1. Mist drifted through the trees. The moon, not quite full, was a yellow halo, dull and yet glaring. Around the moon, a red ring gave off an ominous glow. A dangerous time, this cycle of the moon, especially when the mist came in thick and heavy, covering the ground a foot or so high, winding in and out of the trees as if alive. The mist muffled sound, dulled the senses, giving advantages to the shadowy figures that preyed upon the unwary. Tata Janna of the Dragon Seekers woke beneath the earth with layers of dark, rich healing loam surrounding her. Vital nutrients, rich in minerals, cushioned her body. She lay for a long time, panicked, listening to her own heart beating, feeling too light, too trapped, too exposed. And hot. So hot. Above her, she sensed the guardians. Watching over her, they said, and it was probably true, but she'd been a prisoner for so long, she'd been born into captivity, and she trusted no one other than her sister, Bronislava. Bronnie lay sleeping peacefully, very close to her, her only comfort. Her heartbeat grew louder until it was thunder in her ears. She couldn't stand being trapped beneath the earth. She had